Alright, L'chaim Tovim U'Shalom, L'chaim. U'le Shalom, we have our dear friend here, Yadid Nefesh, Shalom, Uzat Hashem. So, we are in Biyam Darkechan, Shabbat Kodesh, Perek Dalet on Lel Shabbat, and it is the teaching of U'fros Alenu Sukkat Shalomecha, spread upon us the canopy of Shalom, of wholesomeness. Let's see what it is. Uzat Hashem. May this shiur be for the refuah of Yaakov Bendina and for all of the sick people in Am Yisrael and the injured people, especially the chayalim and the chatufim. The atzlacha of the chayalim, may they be successful in their mission to erase Amalek and Manarit the sun. May all of the chatufim that are able to come home.
Gather the sparks of Rafah.
And exactly, may we go into the spark to Rafah and elevate the Rafah sparks, the 288 sparks that the Rizal talks about. That fell into the klipa, and we have to elevate out. Baruch haba, Rav Daniel.
Erev Tov.
So the teaching goes like this. We're learning about Shabbat, the night of Shabbat. We've been learning about the nighttime of Shabbat for a few weeks now, maybe for a few months. And we're finishing it off with this teaching. Ufros alenu sukkat shalomecha. What is a sukkah? What is a canopy? Yesh lever ma'u sod prisat sukkat shalom. What is the secret of this spreading of this canopy of peace over us? We say Friday night before the Amida, spread upon us this canopy of Shalom. According to the simple idea, the idea of a sukkah is shmira v'agana, protection and guarding. Right? That's what the idea of a sukkah. Right? Like it's known. And when we do sukkot, part of the idea is to leave your house and to feel completely safe outside in the open nature, not in your regular house that maybe makes you think feel safe. No, go into nature and feel safe, really safe with Hashem inside a hut that could be blown over in the wind, especially here in Tzfat, right? Mm-hmm. So we have all of this protection. What's the protection for? To keep away the mazikim, to keep away the problems, the destructive forces in our lives, the bad thoughts, the thoughts of kfira. But in the Sfarim Kedoshim, they explain the inner aspect here, what's going on, that sukkah is from the word tzipia v're'iyah. Tzipia is anticipation, and re'iyah is sight. Sukkah comes from that word. Like the rabbi said, sacha sukkah baruch hakodesh. Iska, Sarah imenu, our mother Sarah, another name that she had was Iska, what we say in English, Jessica, right? Jessica comes from Iska. What's Iska? She's sacha baruch hakodesh. She was completely, everything she saw was ruach hakodesh. Everything that she saw was a holy vision. She's completely surrounded by it, like a sukkah. That's seeing the clarity of the godliness, the true reality of everything, specifically when we're talking now in our prayer in Arvit, was about to be revealed in Shabbat. Right? Fros lanu sukkat shalomecha, what's the idea here? We know Shabbat is going to have this more tense time of visuals, of reality. I'm going to see Hashem in the world on a higher level. So right now I'm anticipating that revelation. He has a footnote here, any spiritual thing that we can grasp and comprehend in a certain way, it's called vision. The intention is not seeing of the eyes, of our physical eyes. Any clear comprehension that I have, any level of understanding that I get to in spirituality, when it's clear to me, it's as if I have a vision. It's as if I can see it with my eyes, right? And what is the goal now of having the sukkah shalom on us? The sukkah that's revealed is the clarity of the godly light that's inside everything. She said, "Sofim bo hi kedei she'al yedei ze ishtokeku haneshamot elav yitbarach." Why do we have this? What is Am Yisrael anticipating? What are we sofim? What are we scouting out to receive? What are we trying to see what's going to be? That by way of us anticipating towards this revelation on Shabbat, we're all going to be yearning. All of the souls of Am Yisrael are going to be coming together. Everybody's eyes, again, eyes, right? Everybody's eyes, everybody's goal, what are they anticipating? Just to see Hashem. We all just want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The footnote here says, if we pay attention, we go deeper, we'll see this tzipia, this anticipation, this chukah, this yearning, this longing. They're also called by way of the eyes. Like we say, the eyes of all will look towards you. You give them their food in their time. Right? We look to Hashem. We're anticipating a revelation of Hashem, and he opens his hands and he fills up all of the needs that we have. Your eyes, so to say, they grasp what am I able to receive here, right? The eyes have the view of the future of the horizon. What's coming up for me? What am I anticipating? What can I see in the distance that's coming closer and closer, and I'm actually able to grasp a bit of it? So that brings us to this yearning, and therefore we use this word sukkah, tzipia, right? This canopy, this thing that covers over me, that's above me, that I can see, that I'm not there yet, right? It's known that the sod of the sukkah is all about or makif. It's this surrounding light, this encompassing light that it's not really mine, it's not my pnimi, I'm not working with it every day, but I get vitality from it, I'm anticipating it, I have an aspiration to get to that level. And one day it will become internalized. But as long as I'm in the sukkah, it's above me, it's surrounding me, so too here. This is the same thing when we say a sukkah, when we say a tzipia, it's the same thing as vision. Ki tzfiya inyena lenasot litzpot v'lirot gam et ma she'me'ever. What does it mean to anticipate? To see what's beyond what I'm able to actually see right now. Right? I don't see what I'm anticipating to see. But I'm trying, by way of my anticipation, I'm trying to already tap into what I know could be before I can even see it. Right? I'm trying to anticipate the future. Do I know what the future is actually going to be like? No. But I know what it could hold, right? And if I could potentially win the lottery, or I could potentially do this, or I could compensate, or I'm Friday night and I'm about to have a download of 25 hours of Shabbat. I know a little bit of what Shabbat's going to be like, so I'm already trying to tap into that energy. And that arouses inside of us this yearning, this passion, this desire to connect more. By way of my vision, by way of my sight, by way of my anticipation, I can already see much more than what's really actually visual to me, what I can physically see with my own eyes. That's that yearning. Ki asagat beirut elokit, to have clarity, to have a comprehension of clarity and godliness, that creates inside the neshama a connection to Hashem. Your soul starts to feel more connected. Then, if I already have some kind of a connection to the infinite only pushes me to have more of a desire to connect to the infinite. And then I understand, oh, if this is a little bit of a connection to Hashem, how much more is there to download? How much more is there for me to get here? Right? And then you want to get it. You want to work towards that. This yearning is the vessel to get a higher level of revelation. So we ascend from one string to another. A revelation creates a connection. This love of hunger, of thirst, of the desire to connect more. And in order to quench that thirst, there's a higher level revelation of light that comes down. By way of that, the neshama comes to a level of dvekut and true pleasure, true delight in a connection to Hashem. So the idea again of sukkah is this anticipation, is this sight. What's sukkat shalom? What's the next step? Sukkat shalom. It's a sukkah of shalom. Right? And I'm not going to say shalom is peace, because shalom does not mean peace, especially not the peace that we are taught in the way we were growing up. Right? So what is sukkat shalom? Ki shalom inyano kesher v'itchabut. The idea of shalom is a connection, right? Is a relationship. That's the idea. Connecting, unification. V'inyan itkashut ha-buruim la-baborei itbarach. What is the ultimate connection? Connecting the creation and all of us as creations to our Creator. Because by way of the sukkah, which is this revelation, a clear revelation of godliness, now we are connected. Now we're so to say cleaving, we're holding on to Hashem. We built a connection by way of having an anticipation, by way of having a little bit of a vision. And that created a connection in my neshama. The second my neshama tastes the goodness of Hashem that He really has to give, which ta'anug amiti is another thing of yesod, of shalom, of connection, right? And once I have that little bit of a connection, I want so much more. Ki shlemut v'shalom akol echad. Shlemut, completion, wholesomeness, and shalom, and connection, relationships, it's all one idea. Meaning ha-shalom wa-chibur ben shnaim. What is shalom? The connection between two people, two things. Uvinyanenu, and what we're talking about here, It's the chibur, it's the connection between Hashem and the creations. That everything is connected to be one. Na'aseh ha'davar shalem. Then the thing becomes shalem, whole. V'yesh bo shlemut. And it has wholesomeness, it has completion to it. Shalom v'shlemut hem efech achisaron. Shalom and shlemut are the complete opposite of lack. Kol meriva hi inyan shel chisaron. Any fight that there is in the world, any machloket that there is in the world, is an idea of lack. Ki hi bnuya al tchusha she'ashini lokeach li v'mafri li. Every fight is built off of the idea that the other person is taking from me and is bothering me. Right? He's harming me, he's hindering me in some kind of way. V'yotzer li chisaron. And because he's doing that, now there's a lack for me. So now that there's a lack, meaning there's inherently not shalom, and now there's a fight, right? Doesn't have to be physical, doesn't have to even become confrontational, but there's a problem here, there's a lack of peace, there's a lack of wholesomeness, and now there is a fight. Aval im zochim v'yesh shalom, if you merit and you do have peace, you do have completion, you have wholesomeness, then even more so, one person completes the other. Who mashlim, he everything that he has that he doesn't have, that on face value could appear as a lack. Now it's not a lack. You understand that he has that in order to complete me, and I have something that can complete him. B'yachad na'aseh shlemut, and together we will make completionness. We will make perfection. Kach sha'shalom u'mitziyut ha'chibur, v'ha'shlemut hi totza'at ha'chibur. Shalom is the fact that there is a connection, and shlemut, completion, is the outcome of having that connection. So shalom amiti, what's true shalom? Al yadei ha'chibur shel kulam im Hashem itbarach. When everyone is connected to Hashem, that is true shalom. Because the knowledge that everything is done by way of Hashem and everything is done for the good takes away the jealousy, takes away the competition, takes away the hatred. That all comes because of the lack of it. V'akara sh'anivra eno davar la'atzmo. You recognize that the creation is not something separate from Hashem. That takes away the ego, which is the root and the cause of all separation that we have. Everybody feels as if they're a shaliach, they're an emissary to reveal Hashem in the world. This is my goal in life, to be a vehicle to reveal Hashem more in the world. To give Hashem a little bit of pride, a little bit of happiness. Of, you know, my children are doing their job, they're revealing me in the world. To cling to Hashem, to be included inside Hashem. If that's the case, if that's how you live your life, then there's not going to be fights. Therefore, in the times of Mashiach, there's not going to be jealousy, there's not going to be hatred, there's not going to be competition. And right now, on Shabbat Kodesh, when all of the creations can comprehend the higher level of God consciousness that they're in the world, the greatness of Hashem, the true oneness of Hashem, and we cling to Hashem truthfully from a place of bitul atzmi, of nullification of myself, recognizing that I'm not just something to myself, I'm a part of a bigger picture, I'm some of the one, from a place of bitul, of my desires and of my success, my lower self success, my things that I need to accomplish in my life. Shinovim ha'piru, they come from a place of disconnect. Ze mevi l'shalom v'l'shlemut. This brings a place of connection. This place brings a place of perfection in the world when I recognize what a Shabbat is. So what's sukkah? Sukkah is? What's the sukkah?
The anticipation.
Yearning. The anticipation, the yearning, the sight, right? And that is the siba, that is the cause of shalom and dveikut v'chibur, of connection between two things, me and Hashem, because I yearn towards to connect to Hashem, so I have a connection then already, I have a relationship already, right? And the outcome of that is completion, that now when I have Hashem's light consciously in me, and I recognize that I need Hashem and I'm not separate from Hashem, that is completion, that is wholesomeness.
I have a question, though. I like it. If someone gets to this level, how are you able to like draw to someone else when they're stuck in darkness? Because like you realize you're on fire. So like, how do you get them off? Like, because someone pulled them off, whatever it was, this is a drug girl. How do you get it to be like?
If you're coming from a place of completionist and a person that's
love the other person with all your heart.
If you're in a place of completionist and wholesomeness and connection to Hashem, this morning I gave a class about kavod ze bezeh. How is it that students of Rabbi Akiva didn't have respect for one another?
That's
right? Exactly. So the shorish is that when you see something as someone separate, you see everybody as a separate entity, then you could never have shalom, you could never have connection with them. The key to get to achdut is dveikut. what we have to focus on Dveikut, we have to first things first have a build a connection with Hashem, and that I have a personal connection with Hashem, and I know that Hashem is behind everything in the world. And once I have that, then I can connect to all of everybody in Am Yisrael. Usually what happens, and that's what the B'yam Darkecha says in the other book, that when a person comes to work on their Dveikut, the Yetzara is mitlabesh inside a mitzvah, he gets dressed up as a big, beautiful Hasidish Rebbe, and he comes and he tells you, you know, you should really invest time in your Avat Yisrael, in your Achdut. That's a Yetzara trick to come in to take you away from Dveikut. First things first, if you're not clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could never cling to His children. Because if you don't see that Hashem is behind everything, then when you look at the other Jew, you're going to see, oh, he looks different than me, he speaks different than me, he has a different kippah, he doesn't learn what I learn. So why would
so
I connect to him?
That's why they don't have the Yichud, because
exactly.
The Yichud
comes by way of you knowing that Hashem is Echad, and when you know Hashem is Echad and you have a connection with Him, then you can look at every single Jew and straight away the first thing you see.
We do.
Right? So,
I love you guys. Thank you.
By way of us seeing this and comprehending it, then we're going to create this yearning to really understand Hashem and to see how lofty He is. We're going to run to cling to Hashem. And then you, Hashem, will reveal yourself to us on a higher level. So the outcome of having a sukkah, of having anticipation, of having sight of Hashem, of having a minimal connection with Hashem, yearning to want to connect more, the outcome of that is shalom, is a connection between two things. We will connect to you, Hashem, we will cling to you, Hashem. And then everything will be whole, everything will be one. This is what it's called to spread out the canopy, to spread out this sukkah. Because the gilui shel Hashem, shel kedushato shel Hashem, the revelation of the sanctity of Hashem, and how lofty is, that's something that's very, very high, very, very exalted, much above, much higher than the level that we can really comprehend. The gilui kaze nikra prisa milemala. A revelation like this of something that I can't really understand is called a spreading out of a canopy from up above. It's above my comprehension. It's above what I can really grasp. And then we say, Hashem, give us even a higher revelation than that. Give us something even deeper than that. We want to be connected to you at the core. And by way of this tshuka, this yearning, the receiver is nullified in front of the influencer, the giver. Then when the influencer gives over his light, the receiver is able to absorb it and receive it, and then you cling to it and you connect to the mashpia with an immense level of pleasure. So the tshuka, this yearning, is the connection on the side of the receiver. Right? How does the receiver connect to the giver in any way? By desiring to receive. By just knowing that he's there and I want to receive from him. And the additional revelation and the comprehension that you get of the connection, that comes from the side of the giver, of the influencer. And both of them together create perfection, create a whole idea. This is the pnimiut of the idea of sukkat shalom. So just to clarify, what is this lashon of sukkah? We still have to contemplate on this light. It is called a sukkah. There's a certain light that we're talking about that's called a sukkah. Velonika tzipiya oriya. It's not called tzipiya, it's not called anticipation, it's not called vision. It's called a sukkah. So why is it called a sukkah? Because this light is mamash kmo schach. It's mamash like the schach. It's like the roof of your sukkah. Gam bemuvan hapashut shel musag schach, even on the simple understanding of what it means, a schach, a covering of a sukkah, shu misachech al hamakom, that it covers up and shades the place physically, and it stops the sunlight from coming in. Right, a sukkah with too much sunlight is not kosher sukkah. That schach is not kosher. It has to be majority shade with a little bit of light. Every schach has holes. It has cavities. It has ways for the light to get in. By way of those holes, by way of those cavities, that's how the light of the sun shines inside of the sukkah. In a way, in a fashion, that's specifically by way of the schach, which blocks and prevents the light from coming in with its full entire power. Specifically by way of the schach that limits the light, am I able to see the light in a play in a way that's constricted and fits the level of light revelation that I can handle in my own vessel. So too, the clarity of Hashem that's revealed on Shabbat is like a sukkah, because it reveals to every single person according to where they're at. Where are you holding in this week? That's how much Shabbat download you're going to get, right? Like a sukkah. Lechad benitzutz katan, velechad gadol mizeh. Some person gets a small little spark and someone's going to get a much lighter, much brighter light. There you go. That's why the light that's revealed on Shabbat is called a sukkah. Because it's a light that comes down to everybody according to their ability to receive, according to the vessel that they have to receive the light. And that's as if the light is coming in through the holes of the schach, like on Sukkot. Because even though it's Shabbat, the whole entire idea is to reveal Hashem's light in clarity throughout the world, with a comprehension that's much higher and much loftier than what we actually can comprehend. Even though that's the case, it still goes according to who you are as a receiver. It's still your revelation is not the same as the tzaddik's revelation, which is not the same as the Rasha's revelation. Right? Everybody gets, yes, the whole world is at a higher level of God consciousness on Shabbat, but you're still going to see it according to the vessel that you have. You're not able to receive light without a constriction. It has to be that the light is revealed to everybody according to their own level, their own vessel, meaning according to the level of their soul. And that's in order for you to be able to hold this light, to connect with this light. And therefore, this light is called a sukkah. Because even though it's a very powerful revelation, it still comes down and it's still protected and it's still like a schach, meaning it's not going to be, right? A schach provides you shade, it provides you protection. It's a place of guarding, of watching over you. If you were just to get too much light, you'd get burnt out. You'd never be able to make it to the next Shabbat, right? Because this light has to come down in a way that it leaves you wanting more. It leaves you able to see that there's much more there. I want more. I can see that. I know I'm only getting a little bit because I can see through the schach. I can see that there's more here that's not being revealed to me. And thank you, Hashem, that you limited it. But I want more. I want to have more and more and more. Right? And everybody gets it and he yearns for more according to where he's holding as much as he's perfected himself and worked on himself. But if you don't have a schach, if you don't have a schach, then you won't be able to tolerate this light. Right? And then the highest revelation of Hashem's light is actually darkness. You get blinded by the light.
So that's right? What it's talking about in the Gemara, where it says for some people it's in like a etzchaim, and other people it's like a poison.
Not only that, they say that this was makat choshech in Mitzrayim. What was the hit of dark? What was the hit of darkness? It wasn't darkness. It was the organus being revealed in the light, in the world. The highest light, the most pure light possible ever, that was hidden for the tzaddikim in the future, was revealed on that day. And for 3 days, anybody that wasn't on the level couldn't see, to the point where they literally physically couldn't move. There was such a godly revelation on the day that for the majority of the world it seemed like a complete apocalyptic darkness. And for the tzaddikim, they were walking around, they went to go check, hey, where's my stolen vase? Where's my wife's Mercedes? Where's everything that you took from me? Right? But the Rishayim couldn't even move. They weren't able to move their finger like this. That, and what was it? It was light. It was light that was being revealed, not darkness. Right? So, that was that for Sukkot Shalom.